We're glad you could be with us for today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Our reading is titled Breath and Brevity, and it was written by Allison Keita. Mom, my sisters, and I waited by Dad's bed as his breaths became shallower and less frequent, until they were no more. Dad was a few days shy of 89 when he slipped quietly into the life beyond where God awaited him. His departure left us with a void where he once resided, and only memories and mementos to remind us of him. Yet, we have the hope that one day we'll be reunited. We have that hope because we believe Dad is with God, who knows and loves him. When Dad breathed his first breath, God was there breathing breath into his lungs. Yet even before his first and with every breath in between, God was intimately involved in each detail of Dad's life, just as he is in yours and mine. It was God who wonderfully designed and knit him together in the womb. And when Dad breathed his last breath, God's Spirit was there, holding him in love and carrying him to be with him. The same is true for all of God's children. Every moment of our brief life on earth is known by him. We're precious to him. With each day remaining and an anticipation of the life beyond, let's join with everything that has breath to praise him. Praise the Lord. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 139, verses 7 through 16. Where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for creating us and for giving us breath and sustaining us both in good times and in bad times. Thank you for giving us hope when the world seems so hopeless. In the sorrow and losses of life, help us to cling to you and remind us that we can have joy even in the midst of sadness. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.